welcome to Train to Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hi, my name is Mia. I'm a game development student with Train to Game, and I live in Widnes, Cheshire.
Hi, Mia. How are you doing, mate?
I'm all right, Mark. Thanks. How are you?
I'm good, cheers, mate. So, tell me, how did you get into games development?
Well, I got into... I've always loved games. My first game console was when I was like 4 years old, and it was a Odyssey 2, if you can remember back that far, showing my age. But since then I've just been really interested in games, gone all the way up to Nintendo and Xbox 360, PlayStation. And when I saw the Train to Game thing online, their website, I filled out the form and didn't think twice about it, really.
Was there any particular game that made you want to get into development itself?
I'd say probably the Elder Scrolls series. I had a play with the Elder Scrolls Skyrim. It was their game engine that they use, that they've opened up to allow people to mod the game. And I was just absolutely gobsmacked by it, and the whole, everything that goes into making a game. I'd say that's probably the biggest series that's worked.
So, were you into coding before that, or is it something that you're learning through Train to Game entirely?
It's pretty much something I'm just learning through Train to Game. I remember when I was really little, and I was like 5, 6 years old, my dad bought a home computer, and I actually had to go at learning BASIC on that. Got to the point where I could make a really, really simple game on BASIC, and that was about it.
So, what have you been up to with your games development at the minute?
Oh, right now, I'm nearly finished with Section 1 in the course, and I've lately been doing the one game a month challenge that's online. It's onegameamonth.com.
Oh yeah, how's that going?
It's going pretty good. This month has been really slow. I've not been able to. I've had like a mental block with coding for some reason this month, but the last 3 months, I've made one game a month. The first one was something based on one of the Game Maker tutorials. In the intro booklet to the Train to Game course. And then the other two are ones that I came up with on myself, the last one being completely done in C++. So I'm actually really proud of that one.
Nice. It sounds like you're progressing quite well then.
Yeah. And just recently, I've also been accepted in with Roadhog Games doing their student initiative.
Ah, very nice. Then what are you doing with them?
Well, right now it's a group of 2 developers, 2 designers, and 2 artists, I believe. And we're in the process of making a game under the tutelage and support of Roadhog Games.
Finally, what is your greatest ambition for your career?
Well, I'm hoping eventually to be able to get to a point where I can either work for a well-developed gaming company as a developer, or be able to go in as an indie dev and make my own games.
Yeah, is there any company in particular that you'd want to work for?
Well, in this area, just in Widnes, there's actually Sony Evolution Studios is in Runcorn, which is real close to where I live. I've been feeling the waters with them a bit. And there's a few other small game companies in Liverpool and Manchester as well.
Ah, excellent. Well, thank you very much, Mio.
Ah, thank you, Mark.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.